Good morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Modi discussed the impact of national education policy at an interaction with teachers who have been conferred the National Teachers Award at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. He suggested that the teachers could teach local folklore to students in different languages so that the students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. He suggested that the awardee teachers should connect with each other through social media and share their best practices so that everyone can learn, adopt and benefit from such practices. The awardees shared their teaching experience with the Prime Minister. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment, Ramdas Athawale, yesterday said the central government is supporting all the farmers of the country as without agriculture and farmers, there is no meaning of life. The minister said this during the laying of the foundation stone of Naga Mandi at Sitikema A. Chumukedima, which is first of its kind in the state. He said the Naga Mandi is projected to generate significant economic benefits, enhance local economic growth and farmers' income, creation of direct and indirect job opportunities, improved market efficiency and agricultural development. Athawale said in future every district would have such mandis for the benefit of the farmers. The minister further said he will contact Prime Minister Modi and see that some projects come to the state which can generate employment for more than 10,000 unemployed youths. This will be beneficial for Naga youth, Athawale said. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Genye said communitization in the power sector will be impacted in urban and suburban areas, but rural areas will remain unaffected. Speaking to media persons yesterday, Kenya said three notifications have been submitted to the governor's approval and once assented, the government will execute the changes. The minister clarified that the notifications target villages near cities and towns. He also mentioned that around 40% of power losses are expected to be recovered with the implementation of smart meters, which is projected to boost the revenue. Kenya also emphasized the need for embracing technological advancements for greater efficiency. The Health Ministry yesterday approved the introduction of new, shorter and more efficacious treatment regimen for drug-resistant tuberculosis in the country. The ministry in a statement said that the introduction of the B-bomb regimen under the National TB Elimination Program is highly effective and will have shorter treatment options. Paralympic athlete Hokato Hodoje Sema secured a bronze medal in the men's F57 shot put event at Paris Paralympics on Friday with a career best throw of 14.65 meters. The 40-year-old from Dimapur, Hokato, made himself the first-ever medalist from Nagaland to win a bronze medal at Paralympic Games for shot put competition. With his achievement, India's medal tally at the Paris Paralympics 2024 reached 27. A history maker by winning bronze medal in the Asian Games with his best throw of 13.94 meters, Hokato, a Havildar with 9 Assam Regiment, reportedly lost his leg to a landmine in 2002 during an operation at the LOC. Currently, he is ranked 7th in the world. Directorate of Higher Education Kohima informed that the scholarship portals under various schemes for the academic session 2024-25 has become active for students to register. These schemes include post-metric ST scholarship, state merit and research scholarship, NEC merit scholarship under Northeast Council donor, national scholarship for postgraduate studies under UGC, and Ishan Uday special scholarship scheme for Northeast region under UGC. The directorate informed the student beneficiaries that the state merit and research scholarship can be accessed through a common scholarship portal at scholarship.nagaland.gov.in, and while the others can be accessed from National Scholarship Portal at scholarships.gov.in. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.